translation. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very main of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Purport. All the Vedic literatures and the Puranas are meant for conquering the darkest region of material existence. The living being is in the state of forgetfulness of his relation with God due to his being overly attracted to material sense gratification from time immemorial. His struggle for existence in the material world is perpetual, and it is not possible for him to get out of it by making plans. If he at all wants to conquer this perpetual struggle for existence, he must re-establish his eternal relation with God. And one who wants to adopt such remedial measures must take shelter of literature such as the Vedas and the Puranas. Police people say that the Puranas have no connection with the Vedas. However, the Puranas are supplementary explanation of the Vedas intended for different types of men. All men are equal. There are men who are conduct by the mode of goodness, others who are under the mode of passion, and others who are under the mode of ignorance. The Puranas are so divided that any class of man can take advantage of them and gradually regain their lost position and get out of hard struggle for existence. Srila Suta Goswami shows the way of chanting the Puranas. This may be followed by persons who aspire to be preachers of the Vedic literatures and the Puranas. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana, and it is especially meant for them who desire to get out of material entanglement permanently. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakchuran Militam Yenam Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So before I begin speaking something about Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to seek the blessing of the wonderful devotees like Mother Manjuali, Mandakini Mataji, please bless me so that I can speak something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead or about the Bhagavatam. The first chapter of the first canto, it was the sages in the Naimisharanya was requesting and praying to Suta Goswami for speaking about the Bhagavatam, speaking the Bhagavatam. The sages in Namisharanya, they thought that Suta Goswami was the most knowledgeable in the Vedic literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, they have nominated one great saint, that is Saunakji. Srila Saunak Rishi was the representative of all the sages, those are gathered in Namisharanya. How many sages they were there? It was said 88,000 sages they gathered in Namisharanya. And if 88,000 sages they have gathered, if they ask the question to Suta Goswami, so there won't be any speaking of Bhagavatam. There will be only questions one after another. So that's why they have selected Saunak Rishi for their representative. Saunak Rishi was a very learned Brahmin from Bhrigu dynasty. He was the most learned, and he was the Kulapati or the chancellor, vice chancellor of the session of the discourse of Bhagavatam. So here Saunak Rishi was nominated, and Saunak Rishi and all the sages, they are, you know, praying to Suta Goswami, requesting that please speak about the Bhagavatam. And the beginning of the second chapter, the second sloka and third sloka especially, Suta Goswami is offering his obeisances to Srila Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami is the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadev, again spoken to Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was wondering, after getting cursed by the boy, the Brahman boy, that his life is only 7 days. So he started asking, there were so many on the bank of Ganges, there were so many saintly persons. So he started asking, what should I do now? My life is only 7 days left. So is there anything I can do that, you know, that can help me? So there was many saints, they have suggested Maharaj Parikshit to give charity. Maybe that could be the best. Some of them, they said that, no, you should do, you know, meditate on the personality of Godhead. That will help you. And some of them, they said that, no, you should start doing the yajna. But all this discussion was happening, and all of a sudden, there was Sukadev Goswami enters in that place. As soon as Sukadev Goswami comes, all the saint in that place, they stood up, they offer a asana to Sukadev Goswami, and then here Maharaj Parikshit is asking the question, what should I do? Srila Sukadev Goswami instructs that, dear king, you don't have to do anything. Just these 7 days you have, listen the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's enough for you. So here is a lesson for us, that in this world, death is any time can come. And hearing the Bhagavatam is the only way, chanting the holy name, and this is the way only going home back to Godhead. This is the example given by Srila Sukadev Goswami. Nashta prayasu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki. The devotion, the love of Godhead will definitely happen if we hear the Bhagavatam from the devotees of Krishna. So the first two slokas, he is specifically Suta Goswami saying that the personality of Sukadev Goswami, when he took birth, immediately he left the home, and the father was calling, crying out, "My dear son, please come back." So the second sloka, it is the meaning. So specially, this is for the wonderful personality of Sukadeva Goswami, who lived within the mother's womb for 16 years. He thought that, you know, I don't want to come out of the womb, because getting out of the womb is so much entanglement, material entanglement. And that's why he stayed for 16 years. Then Krishna says that, the Lord says that, okay, you are not going to be in, you know, contact with the material nature, so you can come out. So after requesting, Sukadeva Goswami coming out from the womb of mother, and immediately after taking birth, walks away from the house. And the father was calling, "Please come back." Father was calling on the separation of Sukadeva Goswami, but it was not the normal separation. It's a separation of a great Vaishnava. Srila Vyasadeva knows his son, what kind of personality he is. So that's why he is crying out for the association. People become sannyasi by different procedures. They become brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprastha, and then finally they got sannyas. But here Sukadeva Goswami came out of the mother's womb and immediately a sannyasi. We can see that how qualified he was for speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Then again, in this sloka, Suta Goswami says, Narayanam Namaskritya. If somebody is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, the procedure is that first they have to offer the obeisances to Narayana. Then, Narancaiva Narottama. First, Nara Narayan Rishi. Why we have to pay obeisances to Nara Narayan Rishi? Somebody can question, why not Krishna? Why not the, you know, other form of the Lord? Because the Bhagavatam was compiled in the Badrikasram. Badrikasram, where Nara Narayan Rishi is doing their austerity. So, Nara and Narayan, they are non-different from Krishna. And they are the personified who resides in the Badrikasram. And that's why, you know, Suta Goswami is saying that somebody has to, a devotee has to first offer the obeisances to Nara Narayan Rishi. Nara Narayan Rishi, we can see, you know, many times they have, you know, taken incarnations in this world. Krishna is saying that, you know, Imam Vivasvati Yogam Praktavan Aham Abhyam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manur Ikhvake Abravit Evam Param Praptam Imam Rajasya Vidhu Sa Kalena Yoga Nashta Mata Parantapa. Dear Arjuna, I have spoken this transcendental knowledge to the sun god, and sun god has spoken to Ikshvaku, and evam param prapraptam imam rajasya vidhu. So the, you know, then Ikshvaku was spoken to different, you know, personalities, and in that way the transcendental knowledge came from me. And then Arjuna is inquiring. Of course, Arjuna knows who his position as well as Krishna's position, but still, for helping the human being, he is asking the question that aparam bhavata janma param janma vivasvate kathang metat bijaniyat tumado praktavaniti. How can I, you know, understand? You have born just, you know, around my age. You are my age. You born like my age. But the sun god is existing before even that. How can I, you know, understood that, you know, you have spoken to the sun god? vibhas one. Then Krishna is saying that bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tanyang veda sarvani natva betat paramtapa. O destroyer of the enemies, you and me have taken so many times the birth, but the difference between you and me is I can remember them, I can know them, but you can't understand. So Naranarayan Rishi, before in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Naranarayan Rishi is Arjuna and Krishna. They are again appear to destroy the enemies, to establish the religious principle. So there were so many demoniac kings existing at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and they thought that they are all accumulated, so now it is better to kill them. So Naranarayan Rishi, they are there. And Srila Suta Goswami, in this sloka, he describes Cha means Brahma, Narayanam Namaskritya, Naram Chaiva Narottamam. So after paying the obeisances, then a person has to pay obeisances to Brahma also, because he is the master of our parampara. So somebody has to pay obeisances to Brahma. And Eva means Narada. Also, he is bringing Narada in here. Then Devim. Devi is not only, Jiva Goswami says, Devi means Srimati Radharani, the personified of Bhagavatam. When we speak about Bhagavatam, then we must pay obeisances to Radharani also. Without the mercy of Radharani, the recitation of Bhagavatam is not completed. And Vyasadeva, who has compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Suta Goswami says that, you know, when there is a discussion going on between the saints and Suta Goswami, he says that Parichito atha rajarshe janma karma bilapanam samstasta panduputranam bakche krishna kathodayam. Here we talk about Sukadev Goswami, how wonderful he was, and how the personality, what kind of personality, that's why he was perfect person for speaking the Bhagavatam. And another person who is about to leave his body, and he is the person who is listening. And Suta Goswami is speaking that, you know, what you speak about Parikshit Maharaj. Maharaj Parikshit was not an ordinary person. He was, before even birth, he has taken darshan of the personality of Godhead. In the mother's womb, he has taken darshan. Parichito atha rajarshe janma karma bilapanam. So Suta Goswami, he is designated as Parichit Maharaj, a rajarshe. Rajarshe means a king who is following the saintly principles, who is always, you know, practicing, doing the austerity, practicing the such austerity that he can please the personality of Godhead. So when Sukadev Goswami, Parichit Maharaj, taken darshan, then he is taking birth. As soon as he takes birth, then his name was given Vishnurath. Vishnurath, Vishnu Rateti iti Vishnurath. A person who was protected by Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, is called Vishnurath. But what happened then, once he took birth, anyone was coming close to him, Maharaj Parichit, as a child, he was constantly looking at them, examining them. Is this the person saved me? Is this the person saved me in the womb of my mother? So by looking everyone, his name become Parichita. Parita Ichchana iti Parichita. This is the word from examining everyone. Parichana or Parita Ichchana. So that's why Parichana to Parichita it came. So Srila Suta Goswami again Jiva Goswami is explaining in his commentary. Then Srila Prabhupada says in the, in his purport that, that a person, it is very hard to understand that he is entangled with this material existence, material world, but somehow he is listening the Bhagavatam and following the four regulating principle and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, will only understand the personality of Godhead and go home back to Godhead. Generally, by nature, material, the human being, they suffer the most. Sometime our suffering, we think that, after the suffering, we get some happiness and we think that, now we are happy. So we do not need any more, we don't need to worry. Now we are happy. But the happiness is only a short stay. After the happiness, then again, there is distress. Dukkhalam aswaswatam. The material world is dukkhalam, a place of misery, place of sorrow, and aswaswatam. And never it is going to be also be... Saswat means, not eternal. Yes, non-eternal. So, this place is Dukkhalam. It's always the sadness, sorrow, and unexpected things are happening every day, every moment. So, that's why a person can always think about the personality of Godhead, chant the holy name, and follow the four regulative principle. In the seventh chapter, Sanak Rishi is asking that after Narad Muni instructed, here I'm going to again bring a little bit, that Narad Muni has come while Vyasadeva was lamenting, whatever I've done so far is not satisfying me, and what I should do that make the human being happy and go home back to Godhead. I have done so many Puranas, I have written so many Puranas, Vedas, but still I'm not so happy. And Narad Muni, somehow he appears and instructs Vyasadev that, you have done so wonderfully all the books, like the Puranas, the Vedas, but you haven't done such thing which can, by reading, by hearing the that devotees or people will definitely get, the devotion. So, Sanak Rishi is asking, after instructing Vyasadev, Narad Muni has left. Here is one thing we have to remember. Narad Muni is the Kala Avatar of Krishna, as well as Vyasadev is the Kala Avatar of Krishna. One Bhagavan is instructing another Bhagavan to write something. Not an ordinary person can write the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not a subject matter of an ordinary person. They can understand. So that's why only the personality of Godhead can, write such books, such literature that can help us go home back to Godhead. That doesn't mean that, other devotees, they can't write. Of course, we have, so many wonderful devotees. They have written, explain further on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So, after Vyasadev, after Narad Muni left the place, then Vyasadev has done his achaman and he sat in his meditation. All the mind was going anywhere, he brought it back and sit in the meditation, and you start seeing the Leela, the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he compiled the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is not an ordinary subject matter. It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it is Amala Puran, the most purest in pure in all the literatures. So Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki, if somebody reads the Bhagavatam, definitely the devotion of love of Godhead will definitely manifest. Srila Vyasadeva has sat in the meditation and he saw the pastime of the personality of Godhead. It's not like the Mayavadis. They can sit in the meditation and they meditate themselves that they are the Brahma, or they are the one of the Bhagavan. Although they are born in this material world, but they are also the Brahma. Sarvat Brahma Khalut. Sarvat Khalut Brahma means everyone is a Brahma in this world. All the human beings, they are considered the Mayavadis, they are Brahmas or Bhagavan. So Brahma is not, everyone cannot be Brahma. The Bhagavan is, the personality of Godhead is only one, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We are the jivas, or the tiny particle of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot be compared. We cannot be equal with Krishna. I remember a story in Vrindavan. Madhusudan Saraswati, he was from Banaras, Varanasi. A great follower of Shankaracharya came to Vrindavan. He was always, you know, his nature was to argue with people on the philosophy. He will discuss with them. And when he will defeat them by arguing different shastras, then he will be so pleased. He will think that, you know, I have win. So generally the Brahmins, the Vaishnavas, they don't like to discuss so much or argue with people regarding the shastras unless somebody is the proper authority to listen. Also the speaker has to be perfect as well as the listener. So he was very much happy when he was hearing that somebody has defeated by him. One day he was just walking out from the temple of Goswamis. A Vaishnava, a very simple Vaishnava, have asked him, "You are defeating and you are getting pleased. You consider everyone is Brahmas. It means everyone is God. So you defeat them." Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sri Sri Sitaram Lachmana Hanuman Sri Sri Gaunitai Ki Jai. So the Vaishnava has asked that you have defeated so many people and you consider yourself a Brahma, and also they are also the Brahmas to whom you defeat. Then he said, "Yes." Then he said that, "So, dear Brahma, please explain me, when you defeat another Brahma, are you getting really pleased?" So Madhusudan Saraswati was really bewildered. Such an intelligent person, he has defeated throughout his life, and now here a simple Vaishnava who is wearing a short dhoti, a little uttari on the top, and here simply chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and asking such questions, saying that if you defeat the other Brahmas, are you really getting pleased? And Madhusudan Saraswati, immediately after knowing, then he fall on the feet of the Vaishnava and he stopped thinking about himself, Brahma. He became a great devotee of the Lord. So he was not an ordinary person. He has written later on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he, in the Mangalacharan, he has gone to Varanasi. And, you know, each time he was moving or going or walking, he would say, Rama, Krishna, Govinda, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And the disciples, sannyasi disciples, he had so many followers, sannyasi followers. They were very surprised. What happened to our guru? Our guru is not in normal condition now. I think the screw is loose. Something happened to him in Vrindavan. So, but he was not giving up the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or each time he would move or say something, Krishna, Govinda, all the names of Lord he will recite. What happened to him? Where is the soham word is not coming at all. So they were very much surprised. So one day, Madhusudan Saraswati, he has called a big meeting. All the sannyasi disciples, they have gathered. And then he said that, no, you have to chant the holy name of the Lord. That's the only way you can go home back to Godhead. And then the sannyasi disciples, and there is other so many sannyasis also came, because they all thought that he become crazy, thinking about, you know, chanting about the Rama, Krishna, Govinda, all these things. What's happening to him? So then they asked that, what is the philosophy now? What is your philosophy now? What is the tattva, you know? Then he has said a nice sloka, Bansi Bibhushitakara Navanira Dhavat Pitambara Daruna Bimba Fala Dhurashtat Punnendu Sundara Mukha Daravinda Netrat Krishna Paramakimapi Tattva Maham Najani Bansi Bibhushitakara Navanira Dhavat. So, Bansi Bibhushitakara. Bansi, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is holding the flute and looking very beautiful with the flute. Navaniradavat, and his bodily complexion is a newly arised cloud. Pitambarad Arunabimba Falaudharashtat, and who is wearing the yellowish cloth. And the cloth is how it looks? Arunabimba, it looks so shiny, like the sun ray, you know, the rays of the sun shine. Pitambara Daruna Bimba Follow Dharastat, and the leaves are like the bimba fruit, beautifully reddish bimba fruit looking leaves. Purnendu Sundar Mukha Daravinda Netrat. Purnendu Sundar Mukha. Purna Indu. Purna means the full moon. Indu means the moon, and Purna means the full moon, whose face is million times beautiful than the beautiful moon, the full moon. Purnendu Sundar Mukha Aravinda Netrat. And the eyes, the lotus eye, is also so amazingly beautiful. Krishnat Parama Kimapi Tattva Maham Na Jane. And that Krishna, the personality of Godhead, beyond that I don't know any other tattva or philosophy. This is the sloka also when he written the Bhagavatam, he gave the commentary. In the Mangalacharan, he put that sloka. So I was reading in the childhood. I thought that maybe I can quote that. And this is the month of Marathon. I was thinking maybe I can speak something about Srila Prabhupada's quote about book distribution also. How much it pleases Srila Prabhupada. There was some discussion about the book distribution. Panchadravida Prabhu is approaching Srila Prabhupada. It's a morning walk, I think. Srila Prabhupada, two boys are here. They are from Caracas. This one boy is Ramanujacharya. He distributed over 3,000 Bhagavatams in 1 month of December. He did over 100 books every day. So, Srila Prabhupada was saying that Prabhupada saying, wonderful, thank you very much. So Srila Prabhupada, how much he was appreciating for the distributing of the books, we can see from here. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that this is him. He was pointing out, this is him, this boy. Prabhupada said, oh, very good. The more you distribute books, the more you are such discrimination, but still there is some competition. There is no such discrimination, but still there is competition, and Prabhupada is laughing. So this was the discussion in February 25th, 1977 in Mayapur. Another place Srila Prabhupada is saying in Atlanta, book distribution is also chanting. These books I have recorded and chanted, and they are transcribed. It is spoken kirtan. So book distribution is also chanting. These are not ordinary books. It is recorded chanting. Anyone who reads, he is hearing. Book distribution must not be neglected. This is the letter to Rupanuga in the 19th October 1974. There is another quote. There is no literature throughout the universe like Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no competition. There is no comparison. There is no competition. Every word is for the good for human society. However, somehow or other, if a book goes in someone's hand, he will be benefited. Therefore, we are stressing so much. Please distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Srila Prabhupada is saying, you are distributing this knowledge, so you become immediately recognized, very dear servant, very confidential servant of Krishna. He says personally in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter 69, among us, the human being, those who are doing this preaching, nobody is dearer than this person to me. So this is the distribution. The month of distribution is about to start. So it is a little meditation. Maybe we all remember. And when we, before we distribute, we can think that, you know, how much it is going to help the mankind. So, a great meditation. I would like to stop the class now and ask if there is any questions or comment.